Yag Yum. I heard about Yag Yum from Jack Kerouac.
Really?
When I was in college, and I had no idea what it was.
Yag Yum.
And now I'm Yag Yumming every day.
You wish. No, this is a really cool practice.
We're actually Yag Yumming right now.
Don't tell them that.
No, we're not. We are in my mind, though.
We are in your mind. That's good. Okay, I'll go there with you. Okay. We're actually sitting outside of a Starbucks stealing their internet, but no one needs to know that.
We're
except
in our,
for you guys.
Our recording booth, also known as our old Land Rover.
Yeah. All right, so back on track.
Yag Yum.
Yag Yum. So if you are curious about tapping into the sacred feminine and sacred masculine energies of the universe, this is your posture. So classically, I mean, this is such a classical tantric exercise. And what it represents is the sacred masculine and the sacred feminine. And it may take a few minutes to work out the right positioning. Because if you don't have flexible hips, or if you're not used to sitting this way, it may take a bit.
If you have a very soft bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, again, the awesome is in the awkward. Have a lot of fun. Don't be afraid to laugh at yourself. Don't take yourself too seriously. And find what works for you in this posture. Mm-hmm. You can really, truly make it work for you. Use as many pillows as you need. Straighten out the legs as you need. And really, just get your junk together. That's what it's all about.
Get that junk together.
Get your root spaces touching.
You literally mean your private parts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... You'll see in the videos how you sit down, the girl gets on your lap, or your partner gets one of you is going to get on top of the others.
That's right. Your root spaces are going to be touching.
It's lovely. I think what's actually one of the, not only is it great to be touching, but I find that it's easier to sync breath, sync our breath, like to get in the same breathing rhythm.
And that's what this practice is a breathwork exercise.
Yeah. So... Have a mint before you get together.
And I would say this is one to really set the mood for. Like really take the time to light the candles, put on the background music, start the diffuser, anoint each other with essential oils. Just taking a moment with frankincense or with sandalwood, anoint each other's forehead or your heart space, and set the mood. Let it be beautiful and delicious, and maybe even wear something that you feel sexy in.
Please do.
Honey, I love you in those deerskin pants.
The ones I'm wearing now?
Yeah. Okay. Just to lighten your senses and yag yum all your way to cosmic bliss.
You heard it, guys. Get your banana hammocks out and wear
What's them. A banana hammock?
A banana hammock? Yeah. You know, like a
Speedo?
No, like a, like a Speedo, but you don't swim in it.
Okay. Well, wait. We can't end on that note.
Oh.
I would like to end on the fact that you can step into the sacred masculine, and I can step into the sacred feminine through this, and we're being kind of jokey, but really this is a sacred, beautiful practice to own and embody yourself as a goddess.
Yeah, as a god.
That's right.
The spiritual beings we're meant to be. I mean, we joke a lot because we're just kind of jokey people, but this is a beautiful, spiritual, intimate position.
Yeah.
And as an exercise, embrace that. Enjoy the intimacy. Enjoy the closeness. Enjoy all the points of your body touching one another, from your root space to your head space. And your breath to sink and stay in this space as long as you need to stay in this space.
I love that. And let it be enough that you are breathing together in this intimate way. Mm-hmm. Don't rush ahead in your mind to what may happen next or what you think should happen next or could happen next. Really stay with each other in the present with your breath, feeling the flow.
Amen.